time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First get the money, the respect, then the power and the hoes come next last time that I checked.
What up, what up, what up, what up, though? This your boy E Harder Boss. Baby, what's up? Just kicking this thing off, man. I just want to introduce you, the world, to everybody, the Anchor family. Introduce everybody to Kicking Shit, you know. This is my very own. This is my first podcast, baby, you know. And honestly, this is shit. This ain't even a real episode, man. This is just kind of an introduction, you know. I'm just saying what up. What up to the people. And, you know, seeing how y'all doing, how y'all living out there. And, you know, just let you know about myself and, shit, about the podcast. Like, what we about to be kicking shit about. What we about to be talking about. How we about to be, how I'm about to kick it on this thing, man. You know, like I said, I'm E-Haw. I'm E-Haw the Boss. E-Haw, whatever you want to call me. You know, I'm straight. Straight from Ann Arbor, Michigan, baby. Ace Deuce, stand up. You know? And, shit. Yeah, man, it's the podcast, you know? Tune in. Probably drop episodes weekly. You know? But, it's all about, you know, just, succeeding, growing your brand, and just, you know, making this shit work. Like I said, this is the first one. I'm just going to give you a rundown of what to expect, basically. And, shit, like, really, we just, the direction we going in. Like, basically, right now, I'm, like you see, fucking with Anchor. This is a great website, great app. I love it. You know what I'm saying? They letting people voice their opinion, giving everybody the opportunity to do their own thing, you know? And me, I'm a student of the game, you know. So I didn't watch some real interesting podcasts pretty much to get me where I am. And, you know, just help me to go in the direction I want to take this thing. Basically, you know, I've been watching shit. Joe Rogan podcast, his shit is lit. You know, he be having fucking a variety of guests on his shit. All types of guests just on his shit talking about anything, any and everything. Like, I love that shit. Like, it's just real organic. I love it. And, man, my favorite probably is fucking Jalen and Jacoby. Shout out Jalen Rose, man. He a Detroit baby, you know. That shit ain't too far from where I live. I got mad love for the D. Love Detroit. I love the city. Hey, I love the Lions. I love the Pistons. Love the Red Wings. Shit. Hey, I love the Tigers. But anyways, yeah, Jalen and Jacoby, they got a great podcast. They talk some good shit on there, man, mainly sports. But, you know, you can catch them talking some other shit on there from time to time. But that's one of the podcasts I really studied, you know, to get the game from. And help me go in the direction I want to take my shit in. But like I said, the Joe Rogan, the Jalen and Jacoby. I listen a little bit of Gary V. You know, he always kicking shit, dropping that knowledge on motherfuckers. So, yeah, like, I really like those couple of the ones I really gravitated to. And, T.K. Kirkland, that's a real underrated one motherfuckers ain't up on. His shit is hilarious. He be giving relationship advice, kicking that shit, letting you know what it is, trying to help motherfuckers through their problems. You know, bitches be calling in, talk about all types of shit with they man. Motherfucking dudes be calling in too. Shit. Saying what the fuck they chick then did. You know, this shit is funny. Like, I like that shit. That shit is just real because, you know, some of the shit you can, I can really like, oh, I went through that shit, or I'm going through that shit, or something similar, you know. Some of this shit be a little dramatic, you know, man. I'm fucking 31 years old. I don't really partake in too much drama, man. Shit. You know, my girl be trying to give me a motherfucking headache. But anyways, that's the type of shit we gonna get into on here, you know. I'm talking that shit. We kicking shit. Anything from motherfucking baby mama drama to motherfucking politics to motherfucking sports. Who got dunked on last night? Shit. Who gonna do what? The motherfucking NBA finals, the playoffs coming up soon. Shit. Who gonna do what? Who y'all think gonna get their ass on there and show out? You know what I'm saying? But really, you know, man, I think we gonna get another rerun of motherfucking Warriors and the Cavs. I know y'all sick of seeing them motherfuckers, but hopefully we get something different. Shit, that should be astonishing. The motherfucking, everybody say what, the Rockets, if they could pull their shit together and knock the motherfucking Warriors out, and shit, somebody like Boston strap they nuts on. I know they some young boys. They can strap they nuts on and knock Cleveland ass out. That'd be some dope shit, you know. I know right now, like, yeah, fucking Raptors is leading the East, but I mean, no one wants to see these boring motherfuckers. I would love to see Boston come out the East, and I would honestly love to see OKC come out the fucking West. That's what I would honestly love to see. But I mean, you know, I'm thinking of some shit that seemed kind of far fetched, but man, I like when shit gets shook up, man. I'm tired of watching LeBron versus Curry, LeBron and Draymond. Like, especially since my boy Kyrie ain't there no more. Like, I don't too much want to tune in for that shit. You know, shit's a little different. You know, LeBron them got a whole new squad, but I don't know, man. I'm over that shit. But yeah, anyways, moving on. I just want to kick shit with y'all. Talk that shit with y'all. But, we got the, you know what else is coming up in sports? Motherfucking March Madness. Right around the corner. That shit's like a week or so away. And I'm excited about that, man. I'm not just the biggest college basketball fan. But shit, I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I love the motherfucking Michigan Wolverines. Boy, that maize and blue. Go blue, baby. I love them motherfuckers. So hopefully they can make a real good, deep motherfucking stretch in the playoffs. Like, shit, knock some teams off. Shit, they didn't prove themselves throughout the season. Shit, we beat them Michigan State boys at their own home. Shit, we didn't beat up on Ohio State. So, shit, we proved that we battle tested. Shit, so I just want to see them make a real run, you know. Go ahead, get to that ship, you know. But at least go to the motherfucking Elite Eight, Final Four, or something. Come on, Michigan. You know, so you know, that's all really going on in sports right now. But like I said, I wanna I'm gonna open this thing up on here. You know, we're gonna talk about all that shit. Sports, politics, all that shit. That motherfucking Trump and the fucked up job he doing in office, you know. We gonna talk about all that shit, you know. And I love to get the people opinion. You know, you might have totally different opinion. You know, I ain't gonna shun you. But shit, I might not agree with your motherfucking ass. But, you know, voice your opinion. Let me know. Tell me what's up. Tell me what you think. You know, you might love that motherfucking Trump, man. You know, you never know. But it's all good, man. I love everybody, man. I accept everybody. So just, you know, hit me up, man. And basically, what can you expect? You can expect me on here talking that shit, giving you the real. And I'm going to have, I got a couple co-hosts I'm going to bring in here. Eventually, I'm going to introduce them and bring them in here with me. I got my brother, Swan. He a crazy motherfucker. He just, hey, he'll give you some real authentic shit, but that motherfucker, he different. He a funny motherfucker, though. He gonna get on here and talk that shit with me, kick that shit with me. And I got my homeboy, Josh. Man, he's different. Me and him argue all the fucking time. I mean, we agree a lot, but we argue. We got some different opinions. So yeah, I'm gonna bring him on here. You know, y'all gonna love these motherfuckers. Cause once they come on, you know, we just gonna really get it popping. Right now, you know, I'm just kind of an introductory episode, like I said, giving you of a gist of things to come. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I might have a couple chicks on here, you know, get a little perspective on shit, you know. Cause shit, we talking about all that shit. Motherfucking baby mama drama, all that shit. Just anything, literally, you know. No real boundaries, you know. Like, I don't like to get too deep into, like, religion. And I'm not huge on the politics, but I definitely will talk about it. Especially in this day and age with the shit this motherfucker got going on in office. But, yeah, like I said, I don't like to get too deep into religion. Because that's like a never-ending argument. And everybody has their own opinion, and everybody was raised a certain way. So, whatever, I'm sure that'll come up. You damn near can't avoid it. But, yeah, it is what it is. Like I said, if you just tuning in or whatever, I'm E-Haw the Boss, the host, the creator, the founder, the maker, the motherfucking grand pooba of this podcast. You know what I'm saying? And shit, this is kicking shit, you know? We just gonna kick shit one-on-one. I'm gonna let you know the real deal. I wanna, it's a couple ways I wanna go, a couple things I wanna do with this show. I wanna do a little segment called Putting It on the Flow. That's basically where, anything that you feel needs to be said, it could be some shit you heard, some shit a motherfucker told you not to say. If you feel like that shit should be voiced, hey, you either call in or chime in and let me know that shit needs to be put on the flow. And I'm going to bring y'all some shit that need to be put on the flow. Either some shit that I've been wanting to put on the flow or whatever. I'm going to put it on the flow. So that's a little segment I want to do, you know, coming up. Got another little segment we're going to do probably weekly called Facts. That's where I'm just dropping facts because y'all motherfuckers love facts, boy. Y'all love facts, man. Like they say in New York, facts, B. Facts. So, I'm gonna drop some facts on y'all motherfuckers. And I know motherfuckers gonna call in and tell me some facts I need to drop. You know? Can't argue with them facts. But that's something else I wanna do. You know, you could hit me up. I got some relationship advice. I done been through some shit, you know? I done had women's happy and sad with me, so shit, I know a little something, man. But yeah, man, I'm real excited about this shit. This is something I've been talking about doing for a while, so right now I'm just kicking it off. And shit, really, shit I want to do, like, I gotta start. It's in the makes right now. I'm about to put a Facebook page up soon, next couple weeks. I'm going to have a Facebook page, so you'll be able to go to my Facebook, see what we talked about on the show, because eventually we're going to be doing live video. I'm going to be doing a live video stream, and you're going to be able to watch the show. So that means, of course, I'm going to have a YouTube channel. You'll be able to subscribe to the YouTube channel and just check out everything we got going on, what we talked about, or even watch the show live. You'll be able to come on here on Anchor and check my shit out. Give me some ratings, good, bad views. We want them all, you know, whatever you think. It's your opinion, voice it. But yeah, like I said, the Facebook page is definitely coming. I was excited to do the podcast, so I just jumped on here and was like, I'm about to give these motherfuckers a rundown of things to come. But I didn't want to rush, like, the page, Facebook page. I want to make it right. And I really don't fuck with that Facebook shit. That shit is some bullshit and some drama. Unless you doing some positive shit with it. So I'm just now about to get one. As long as that shit getting out, I'm about to get one. But it's going to be strictly for this motherfucking podcast shit. Because, you know, I got to let the people have access to me, you know. And let you be able to see and get this content. But I got the Facebook page, a website. My website's definitely coming. That's going to take a little longer because I want that shit to be right. And, you know, I got to get the right motherfuckers working on that. I got one person, but they bullshitting. So I got to get the right person. You know, Facebook, some shit I can start on my own. But a website, I need the right people behind that. I got a logo coming. Everything. It's all in the works, man. It's all about progression. I just want this shit to take off, man. Like I said, I'm a student of the game. I've been watching some really good podcasts, getting some real good ideas, and just really seeing the direction and the goal and the big picture of where I want this shit to go. So, shit, that's where I'm at with it now. And, shit, I hope you motherfuckers enjoy this shit. Enjoy the shit I got to say. You might not, but shit, as long as you tuning in, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. And, yeah, what was I going to say? Talked about my little segments, but, yeah, it's going down. Basically, any and everything, whatever's going on around the world, around the city, around the country, that's what we're going to be talking about. Like, I don't want to limit it to one topic. Like, we're not a sports channel, or we're not a political channel or a drama channel. Like, we are a variety of all that shit. You know, whatever motherfuckers want to talk about, whatever's going on, you know. Shit, like, I see everybody, everybody been telling me about this fucking Black Panther movie. I feel like a fucking asshole that I haven't went to go see it yet. And I fucking love movies, too. I'm one of the biggest movie watchers you'll know. Damn near can't name a good movie that I ain't seen, because I don't just watch anything. But yeah, Black Panther, man, I'm fucked up, man. I ain't seen this shit. I was actually supposed to go see this shit yesterday, but fucking with my girl, she, of course, she ruined the fucking day, had a fucked up attitude the whole fucking day. Just over stupid shit. Just regular ass, basic ass, I don't know, women shit. I guess the sky was too motherfucking blue. Whatever. Whatever, man. She was mad. Didn't get a chance to see Black Panther. We ended up getting a fucking little spat. And it just kind of ruined the whole day. And it was funny. Like, we even was not around each other for a few hours throughout the day. Got back around each other. And, like, it was, like, back on. Like, I came back. I was happy. I had went and got my hair cut and was doing some other shit. I came back. I'm all geeked. I look at her. She just still got this fucking attitude. Face all smushed up. I'm like, damn. Are you that mad? Over some petty shit. You know what I'm saying? But, basically, long story short, I didn't get to see the fucking movie. So, honestly, shit, I might go see the motherfucker today. Or, man, I'm definitely going to see it in the next week. I got to see it. I heard it was a great movie. I ain't just huge and shit on the superhero movies, but I do enjoy them motherfuckers. Like the motherfucking The Dark Knight movie with motherfucking Heath Ledger. R.I.P. Heath Ledger, man. That was a great movie to me. So I heard, you know, shit I'm hearing about Black Panther. Like, this shit is up there with that. It's better than that. So shit, I'm excited about that. We'll go check it out. I'm gonna have to come back on here and give y'all my take on the movie, give y'all my review. So shit, we gonna, after I check that out, I come back and let y'all know what it was, what it is. But yeah, man, that's just kind of a rundown of the show and what it's gonna be about. What's to look forward to. Like I said, and I keep saying, I'm real excited, you know, to get this podcast shit popping. I know y'all is. I know, you know, hopefully y'all tune in to my shit. Hopefully y'all like my shit. But like I said, I'm just going to keep it real and voice my opinion on shit. It's a lot of shit going on in the world today. A lot of different shit, man, and shit, I'm just one voice, you know. So I love to hear the people's opinion. I love people. I love you, black, white, purple, orange, red, green. Hey, I don't discriminate. I love people, man. I'm a real people person. I could damn near kick it and talk that shit with anybody. So, like I said, man, let's get this thing going, man. And I look forward to just getting reviews from everybody to let, you know, letting me know what y'all think of the show and just what, letting me know what you think on shit, period, on shit that I cover and shit that we talk about. You know, like I said, I'm going to have some interesting guests on here. I'm about to be interviewing motherfuckers. I'm about to have motherfuckers on here co-hosting. Hey, we just about to get this thing going, baby. Get it lit. Hey, get litty. Get litty again. You know, different music motherfuckers listen to. All that shit. So, like I said, I'm E-Haw the Boss. This is kicking shit. You know, y'all come on here, tune in, and kick some shit with me. We, like I said, I'm going to try and do them weekly. So, I don't know, y'all could look for each Saturday or Sunday for me to upload one. As this thing goes and grow on, you never know, I might drop them 2 and 3 times a week. But, I mean, we're going to see. Right now, I'm just comfortable with doing them every week. And like I said, I didn't really write shit down or have nothing to talk about this time. I just kind of wanted to get on here, give you a rundown of the show, let you know, what to look forward to, what I will be talking about, the type of shit, the direction we going in, type of shit I might be talking about, what to expect. Like I said, I'm going to have different guests, some interesting motherfuckers just that I know personally. And that I don't know, though. You know, whoever. You come on here, you got a voice. Shit, come on here and voice it. You know, but I know some interesting motherfuckers. So, I'm going to get them all. I'm real excited about the fucking video shit. Once we get the video shit popping. And you're able to actually go in and tune in and watch the shit. And you can watch, see me and see me on there talking. I might be on there with my motherfucking yak or something. Getting my little sip on, whatever, you know, like, I'm excited about that shit. So, this is what y'all gonna get, the rugged raw. That's why I just got on here right now, here to just kick it, talk a little bit of shit, nothing for real, this is real light, you know. But, I'm looking forward to all that shit, pretty much, you know. Like I said, I'm in Michigan. It's cold as hell out here. And it's colder than a motherfucker out here. But shit, the weather breaking. Shit, it ain't snowed in a few weeks. But yeah, I'ma upload another episode next week. Probably have a whole agenda of different shit I want to talk about. Have my little segments together. I was just so excited I had to get on here, give y'all some shit, give y'all something. I didn't made the page fucking a week ago. Motherfuckers been favoriting my shit already. I ain't even dropped shit, you know what I'm saying? So I had to get on here and give y'all something, give the people what they want, you know? And like I said, man, nothing but love and respect for everybody. I want everybody to make it. I want everybody to succeed, pursue your dreams, you know? Pursue your fucking dreams. Don't just sit back. Motherfuckers going to a job they hate. Hey, pursue your fucking dreams. That's the best advice I could give you, man. I'm in the process of pursuing mine. Shit. You know, this shit. Yeah, you get one life, motherfucker. Live it. Live it. Live it up. Motherfucker, that motherfucking girl you walk past shy every day, you scared to say something to. Motherfucker, you better fix your lips to say something, because that opportunity is going to pass you by. You know what I'm saying? I love quotes. I love quoting motherfuckers. Hey, just go out here and get it, man. Get in your bag. Find your niche. But yeah, tune in next week. E-Haw the Boss. This is a kicking shit. And we're going to have a couple different things on the on the agenda to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Couple different things, you know, so, you know, live, laugh, love, all that good shit. And y'all go ahead and tune in next week and just catch your boy.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. Trouble selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the hoes come next last time that I checked. I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'm a killer. Playing no games with you niggas. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you niggas. I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they paid for you niggas. Own the whole thing for you niggas. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut.